Group three, we're talking about festivals and critical mass and how we can use festivals more effectively to support creative development. And we've got a speaker. Thank you.
Thanks. Is that on? Yeah. So we started by talking about some of the things that festivals are really fantastic for in terms of creative development, particularly around things like providing this kind of intensive short-term community where everyone's kind of forced together in the pub afterwards and in that situation where dialogue goes on. Also in terms of how it provides an amazing sort of high-profile platform for people who might not necessarily get it in other situations if they're making quite sort of small-scale work, perhaps. And also, in terms of festivals can often provide context for work which might not have a suitable way of being presented. If it's not sort of a straight-on theatre show which lasts about an hour or something like that, festivals provide great ways of audiences engaging with things which might be shorter, which might be one-on-one, which might be interventions. And the way audiences move around festivals is very different from just the straight process of going to a theatre. So we talked about some of these sort of fantastic things that festivals offer to artists and to audiences. But then we kind of got onto this kind of the tension between the pressures that presenting work in a festival can give compared to the opportunities that it offers. And I guess there's something around whether a festival is a place where work's developed or whether it's the place where artists go to finally sort of deliver the finished show. Because I think there's a lot of talk this morning about sort of risk and artist process and things like that, but I think there are a couple of people who really raised this thing about, well, where's the audience in this, and who actually are out there and just want to see a good show. And because obviously at festivals you often get a much wider audience who aren't necessarily sort of industry people or kind of committed audiences, but are people who are trying out something new and actually providing them with an appropriate experience that they're going to pay their buck for and go away and see, and then that might draw them into being interested in seeing more sort of work in development and things like that. But is it that point when people see stuff for the first time and are inspired by seeing exciting new work? I think another question was kind of linked to that, was around the commodification of work, which is the whole kind of idea that festivals are particularly, I'm not sure if guilt is the right word, of always looking for the next show, the next sort of finished product that people are going to come along to and love, and also the idea of premiering it and whether that's like a valuable thing or whether it's actually more important to look at more kind of fragile types of work. In terms of solutions to some, I guess, this issue of the vulnerability of work compared to sort of completed and audience-ready work, one of the things we've thought about as a solution is developing a long-term relationship with the festival. So James was talking about how a festival that he went to in Europe, there was one year where he wasn't actually programmed there, but he was invited along to kind of get to know the festival and get to know his process, and so that there's a kind of a trust that while there is the pressure at the end of it of producing this show, there's also a kind of developmental process which is kind of a rich and valuable thing and not just going for that producing a finished show. And another aspect of that was about cooperation between festivals, because I think cooperation between festivals provides an amazing opportunity for bigger projects to take place, because rather than always it being the case that festivals need their unique programme, if festivals come together to commission work together, whether that's big things or kind of emergent work, it provides those artists with an opportunity to show work in more places. And obviously audience don't necessarily always sort of travel to the other end of the country to see new work, so there's a great deal of value in festivals working together on kind of co-programmes. I think that's as far as we go.
Thank you very much.